to another worldwide godcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we come to you for live from Rome for the very last time. Our flight leaves this morning very early, and we're off to Miami and back home once again. Travel prayers for our safe travels are really appreciated today. We begin our practice today in the book of Sirach, chapter 30, with verse 22. Gladness of heart is the very life of a person, and cheerfulness prolongs his days. Salvation in Jesus Christ is not just a one-time event or a mere ticket to heaven. It is a transformational experience that brings joy, peace, and purpose to a person's life. It is the very essence of life, the source of true gladness that sustains and nourishes the soul. When a person accepts Jesus as their Savior, they are filled with a deep sense of gratitude and hope. They are forgiven of their sins and set free from the burden of guilt and shame. They are adopted into the family of God and given a new identity as a beloved child of God. This realization brings a joy that surpasses all understanding, a gladness that cannot be taken away by any circumstances or trial. The joy of salvation in Jesus Christ is not just a fleeting emotion, but a deep and abiding sense of peace and contentment. It is a joy that sustains a person through the ups and downs of life, giving them strength and courage to face whatever challenges come their way. It is a joy that transcends the temporary pleasures of this world and gives meaning and purpose to every moment of life. Cheerfulness in Jesus Christ prolongs a person's days in more ways than one. Physically, studies have shown that people who have a positive outlook on God and Jesus as their Savior tend to live longer and healthier lives. Emotionally, the joy of salvation in Jesus Christ helps a person to cope with stress, anxiety, and depression. Spiritually, the joy of salvation in Jesus Christ gives a person a sense of eternal perspective, reminding them that this life is just a temporary journey towards their ultimate destination in heaven. The gladness of heart that comes from salvation in Jesus Christ is not dependent on external circumstances. It is a joy that flows from a deep relationship with God, a joy that is independent of wealth, success, or popularity. It is a joy that is rooted in the love of God, a love that never fails and never fades. Salvation in Jesus Christ is a gladness of the heart that is the very life of a person. It is a source of cheerfulness that prolongs their days and sustains them through every season of life. It is a joy that surpasses all understanding and transforms every aspect of their being. May we all experience the true joy of salvation in Jesus Christ and live our lives with gladness of heart that shines brightly for all to see. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer, at the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Sirach 30. It's verse 22. We got a four-stanza poem ongoing. It's titled, Salvation Gladness. Gladness in salvation, a treasure so rare. It fills the soul with joy, beyond compare. It is the very life of a person, obviously, they say, and cheerfulness in Christ prolongs his very days. With a smile that lights up the darkest night, gladness of heart shines ever so bright. It lifts the spirit, it soothes the mind, and leaves all worries far behind. In times of trouble and moments of despair, gladness of salvation is always there. It brings hope and comfort, it heals the pain, and fills the heart with peace again. So let us cherish this gift so dear, and spread its magic far and near. For gladness of salvation is the key to a happy life, and with it we can conquer any strife. Amen. I'm Thomas Shokruth Williams. It's April 4th, 2024, recording this morning bright and early at the crack of dawn at 12:01 a.m. Eastern, Rome time. Amen. Recorded next to my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony. I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. And may the Lord continue to bless and keep us safe and protect us as we move towards the ultimate journey of salvation, eternal life. Amen. May salvation bring that type of peace to your heart. The way to overcome that foolish desire of letting things not believe. The Lord said, foolish of those who didn't believe. It seems foolish sometimes, makes me cry. But we close today in Jesus' sweet name that I can never deny. Amen. Jesus. 7:11 is the time. That's how many minutes and seconds we've done this rhyme. Amen. God bless you. And sweet salvation, gladness of salvation in Jesus' name. Amen. Peace be with you.